Hallelujah. Good morning. May peace be with all the brothers and sisters and ministers.
愿平安与弟兄姐妹、圣职人员同在。
Thanks the Lord for guiding me. Last week I was in Portland and Seattle to assist the church work there.
那感谢神在上个礼拜带领我到西雅图，还有波特兰协助那里的圣工。
Portland is a 6 hours drive from Vancouver.
在波特兰大概是离温哥华六个小时。
We have 2 families living there.
那边总共有两户的信徒。
Spiritually speaking, they are very lonely.
在属灵上，他们非常的孤单。
Because the closest place they can come to church is Seattle. They have to drive 3 hours.
因为他们最近，离他们最近的教会是在西雅图，要开车3个小时。
They cannot go every week.
他们不能每个礼拜都去聚会。
They can only use the computer online sermon to worship God every Sabbath day.
他们只能在网上靠线上的方式来听到。
So they are pretty lonely.
所以他们很孤单。
So to be able to be in the church with so many brothers and sisters sitting in a nice chapel actually is a blessing from God.
所以能够在会堂里与这么多的弟兄姐妹一起坐着听神的道，是神的祝福。
And then on Sabbath day I was in Seattle.
在安息日的时候，我在西雅图。
Thanks a lot, even though there are not many members there.
那感谢神，虽然那边的信徒人数不多。
But they have the heart.
但是他们有心。
They have bought the new chapel.
他们购买了新的会堂。
And then they will dedicate the chapel in the end of May.
他们在五月底会献堂。
So we keep praying for them.
所以我们继续为他们祷告。
This morning we use the topic standing for those who are standing in the temple of God at night for mutual encouragement.
今天早上与大家互相勉励的题目是在夜间站在神殿中的。
Let's turn to the book of Psalm, chapter 134.
我们翻开诗篇134篇。
Psalm 134, verse 1.
诗篇134篇第一节。第一节，神的仆人夜间站在神殿中的，你们当称颂神。
That's why we use the topic in verse 1 for mutual encouragement.
我们用这里的第一节来做我们互相的勉励。
He has said, "The servant of the Lord who standing in the temple of the Lord at night."
这里讲到神的仆人夜间站在神殿中。
You must praise him. You must praise God's name.
那他们当称颂耶神。
We have been studying the song of accents in the book of Psalms.
那过去几个礼拜我们都在查考上行之诗。
This is the last chapter of the Songs of Ascent.
那这一篇是最后一篇的上行之诗。
We have been keep talking about what is the Song of Ascent.
那我们一直不断的讨论什么叫做上行之诗。
Ascent means going up and up.
上行表示往上。
In the past, in the ancient time, Israelites every year they have to go to the temple of God.
那在过去每一年以色列人都要到神的殿。
Jerusalem is in high mountain.
耶路撒冷在高山上。
It's not easy to climb up there.
要爬上去不容易。
It's far away from their hometown.
离他们的家乡很远。
But Jerusalem, there's temple.
但是在耶路撒冷有圣殿。
There's only one temple.
只有一座圣殿。
If you want to worship God, you have to go there.
如果你要敬拜神，一定要到那里去。
There's no other choice.
没有其他的选择。
Because there's only one temple.
因为只有一座圣殿。
So every year they make the pilgrimage journey to go there.
所以每一年他们都会到耶路撒冷。
The more closer to Jerusalem, they climb higher.
越接近耶路撒冷就要爬得越高。
Even when they arrive at the temple,
即使到了圣殿
，there's so many steps they have to climb.
还要爬很多的阶梯。
And when they are going,
他们在爬的时候
，they sing this kind of songs.
他们就会唱这样的诗。
So this reminds us our journey of faith was just like the pilgrimage.
所以这提醒我们，我们的信仰就像是朝圣一样。
We live in this world.
我们活在这个世界。
But our heart shall not direct to this world.
但是我们的心不应该是向着这个世界。
Our heart should direct to Jerusalem.
我们的心应该向着耶路撒冷。
The temple of the Lord.
神的殿。
The church.
教会。
The heavenly kingdom.
神国。
If we direct our hearts to the heavenly Jerusalem.
如果我们的心向着天上的耶路撒冷。
We'll get closer and closer to God.
我们会离神越来越近。
Our spiritual life will improve.
我们的属灵的生活就会进步。
But if our hearts direct to the world,
但是如果心向着世界
，then our heart, our spiritual life go down and down.
那属灵的层次就会越来越低。
Now if you imagine about their pilgrimage,
那我们想象一下他们朝圣的情形。
They spend a few months arrive Jerusalem now.
他们花了几个月的时间到达了耶路撒冷。
When they were in Jerusalem, they were so happy.
他们在耶路撒冷的时候非常开心。
Because they sing hymns.
然后因为他们唱诗
，They offer sacrifices.
他们献祭
，They listen to the teaching.
他们听到
，But times to go home.
但是时间到了，该回家了。
They cannot stay there forever.
因为不能永远待在那里。
Because they still have their home to go back, their job to attend.
因为他们还有他们的家要回去。
So they really reluctant to go.
所以他们很不愿意回去。
But they want to stay longer.
他们想要待得久一点。
Because they want to make the most use of the day.
因为他们要好好把握这个机会。
They stay and stay until it's almost night time.
他们留到已经晚上了。
The sun has set.
太阳下山了。
It's getting dark.
已经越来越暗。
Most people has gone home already.
很多人，大部分人都回家了。
But there are some people standing in the house of God.
但是还是有人站在神的家。
Even at night, they still remain.
即使在夜间仍然留下来。
Even though most people went home.
其实大部分人都回去了
，But they stand there.
他们还是站在那里。
And the people, they encourage this group of people.
那这些人就鼓励这一群人。
You standing in the temple of God at night.
你们夜间站在神的殿中。
You have to praise God.
你们要赞美神。
So let's think about this.
所以我们想想这点。
Who are this temple? Who are these people who standing even at night in the temple of God?
这些在夜间站在神殿中的是谁呢
？Let's turn to the book of First Chronicles.
我们翻开历代志上。
First Chronicle chapter 23.
历代志上二十三章。
First Chronicle 历代志上啊。First Chronicle 23, the whole chapter talking about the work, the duty of the Levites.
历代志上二十三章，整章都在讲利未人的任务。
They are one group, particular group of Levites. They can serve God and they will stand in the temple of God at night.
那有某一群的利未人可以，侍奉神，可以在夜间站在神的殿中。
Let's read verse 2.
我们看第二节。
Let's read chapter 23, verse 2.
二十三章第二节，大卫召聚以色列众首领和祭司利未人。
Verse 3.
第三节，利未人从三十岁以外的都被数点，他们男丁的数目共有三万八千。
Here tell us the Levites who is 30 years old and up must be counted.
这里讲到利未人从三十岁以上的都被数点。
In the past, there are 12 tribes, but the tribe of Levites is dedicated to God.
在过去总共有十二个支派，然后利未这个支派呢是奉献给神的。
They are so blessed because they can draw close to God.
他们非常的蒙福，因为可以与神亲近。
But here specially mentioned, if you are 30 years old and up, you must serve God. You must be counted.
这里特别提到，如果三十岁以上就要侍奉神，就会被数点。
Today the church is the same thing.
今天在教会也是一样。
It's good that very young people they are fervent.
年轻人很热心是很好。
But when they grow up to 30 years old, they must continue to be fervent.
但是如果到了三十岁，还是要继续的热心。
But sometimes in our church, we look at some young people. When they're 30 years old, they get married, they have kids, they are no more fervent in the Lord.
但是我们看我们的教会，很多三十岁以上的人结婚了就不再热心了。
They think about their family.
他们想的都是他们的家庭。
They think about their enjoyment.
他们想到他们自己的享乐。
But according to the Bible,
但是按照圣经
，30 years old, you are mature.
三十岁以上你就成熟了。
You are married, you have some experience in life.
你结婚了，有了生活的经验。
You have to come out to serve God.
你要出来侍奉神。
You cannot hide in your family.
你不能躲在你的家里。
The church needs you. The Lord needs you.
教会需要你，神需要你。
Now, 30 years and above, they are counted.
那从三十岁以外的都被数点。
And then let's read verse 4.
我们看第四节。第四节，其中有两万四千人管理神殿的事，有六千人做官长和士师。
Verse 5.
第五节，有四千人做守门的，又有四千人用大卫所做的乐器颂赞神。
Here in verse 5 tell us there are two group of people who will and have the job to stay in the temple of God at night.
第五节讲到有两组的人可以在夜间留在神的殿中。
Verse 5 tell us there are 4,000 people who is watchmen watching the door.
第五节讲有四千人做守门的。
And then another 4,000, they will use the instrument to praise God.
那又有四千人用乐器颂赞神。
So in terms of the servitude, serving God speaking, we can look at these two group of people.
所以从服事上我们可以看这两组人。
First they are watching the door, make sure the security of the temple is not breached.
那第一就是守门的，他们要保护这个圣殿的安全。
And another one is the hymn singing Levites.
那第二组就是用乐器颂赞神的。
Verse 30, let's skip to chapter 23, verse 30.
我们看到23章第30节。
Verse 30.
第30节，每日早晚站立称谢赞美神。
Here tell us that this group of Levites, they keep singing, praising God, even day and night.
这里讲到这一组利未人每天早晚都会颂赞、唱诗、颂赞神。
So now we can imagine.
我们可以想象
if you go to the temple of God,
如果我们到神的圣殿
of course, wow, daytime, there are many people, the temple is packed.
那当然在白天都有很多人，圣殿都挤满人。
But at evening time, sun is setting, most people go home.
但是到了晚上，太阳下山之后，大部分人都回家。
But these two group of people stay back.
只是这两组人却会留在圣殿。
Of course, the watchman, the security, must stay back.
当然守门的要留下来。
And then secondly, the one who sing hymn have to stay back.
那第二组留下来的就是唱诗赞美神的人。
And then the pilgrimage, when they laugh, when they are leaping, they encourage this group of workers.
所以当朝圣的人要离开的时候，他们就鼓励这一群人。
You have to keep praising God.
你们要继续的颂赞耶和华。
Even at night.
即使在晚夜间。
So what does it teach us, brother and sister?
所以这教导我们什么呢？
Most of the brother and sister, we are enjoying the church taking care of us.
那大部分的弟兄姐妹都很享受，因为教会可以照顾我们。
When we come to the church, the air con is already turned on.
我们来到教会，空调已经开了。
The light is on.
灯已经开了。
Every month, all the activities well organized, well arranged.
那每个月所有的活动都已经安排好。
There are people to speak sermon. There are people translation.
有人讲道，有人翻译。
After a while, we go down. There'll be food there waiting for us.
然后聚完会之后，到楼下又有食物可以吃。
But why everything is ready?
但是为什么所有的事情都预备好
？Because at the behind the scene, some people are working for us.
因为在幕后有人为我们工作。
Even though we didn't prepare anything.
即使我们什么都没有准备。
But we enjoy.Other people serve to you.
但是我们可以享受其他人的侍奉。
Yes, they're serving God.
他们是在侍奉神。
But they are also serving us.
但是也是在侍奉我们。
So for us, we should have a gratitude, the heart of gratitude.
所以我们要有一颗感恩的心。
This is very important.
这非常重要。
Just like the pilgrimage when they come to the temple.
就像朝圣的人来到圣殿。
After when they are about to leave.
当他们要离开的时候。
They encourage the worker.
他们鼓励工作的人。
You work hard. Keep praising God.
你们工作的很辛苦，继续的赞美神。
Because God, of course, watching over you.
神会看顾你们。
This is a kind of encouragement.
那这就是他们的鼓励。
For example, brother and sister.
例如说。
When we are about to have the lunch.
我们即将要享受午餐。
When we take the food.
我们拿我们的食物。
For example, if we eat the food.
那我们在吃。
Wow, the rice so hot today.
就是今天的米煮的很，饭煮的
很硬。For example, I'm not saying that today the hot rice will be hot, but just for example.
只是举例，不是说今天的饭会很硬。
Oh, so hard.
觉得饭吃起来好硬。
We eat the food, wow, so salty.
那我们吃菜觉得好咸。
What's our response?
那我们的反应是什么？
So we just say, hey, who is cooking today? Why the rice not enough water?
我们会问说，今天是谁煮饭？为什么米放的不够多水
？Why so salty?
为什么菜煮那么咸
？How can I eat it? It's rubbish.
我们怎么吃呢？
Would we say this?
我们会这么说吗
？If we say this, our heart is not grateful.
如果我们这么说，我们的心就不感谢。
Yes, of course, people make mistakes.
当然，人都会犯错。
Of course, it's not comparable to restaurant food.
当然，不能跟餐馆的食物。
But people use their love to serve us, use their own time.
但是弟兄姐妹用爱心来侍奉我们，用他们的时间。
Even the rice is hard, you have to swallow it.
即使饭很硬，还是要吃。
If it's too hard, you add water yourself.
如果太硬，就自己加水。
If it's too salty, you eat less.
如果太咸就吃少一点。
Of course, if we can, if people ask you, the cook ask you, how did it feel? Oh, okay, maybe next time can a little bit less salt.
那当然，如果人家问你说，食物怎么样，你可以说可能下次少一点。
But the heart is very gentle.
但是你的心是非常的柔和。
Our heart is not complaining.
我们的心不是抱怨。
But rather, our heart shall always encourage the people who serve us.
而是我们的心应该是要鼓励侍奉我们的人。
It's not easy. People spare the time.
要奉献时间并不容易。
So just like this group of pilgrimage.
所以就像这一群朝圣的人。
Wow, before they leave.
他们离开之后。
They encourage this worker.
他们鼓励这些工人。
You standing in the temple of the Lord at night.
你夜间站在神的殿中。
You keep praising God.
你们要称颂耶和华。
Few months ago, my boy Titus, we sent him to the hospital because of emergency surgery.
几个月前，我的儿子 Titus, 去了医院，因为有一些紧急的手术。
And then immediately the doctor operated upon him.
那医生马上就开刀。
At that time it was 1 or 2 in the morning.
那个时候是凌晨一两点。
Every time I go to the hospital at night.
每次我在夜间去医院。
I really respect and admire those night shift healthcare worker.
我都非常的尊重这些在夜间值班的一些
everybody's sleeping.
工作人员，因为大家都在睡觉。
But they because they want to serve us.They have to wake up.
但是因为他们要 服侍我们，他们必须要起来。
And the doctor was sleeping, but because of an emergency call, he had to rush to the hospital.
那医生本来在睡觉，但是因为有紧急的事情，所以他必须要来医院。
And then because he decided operation, so he called all his nurse and anesthetist. Everybody have to come here. Everybody, the eyes look a little bit swollen because they are waking up in the night.
因为他决定要紧急动手术，所以他要招要联络其他的护理人员。
I think this kind of money is not easy to earn. It's very, very hard.
那其实这样的钱不容易赚。
Everybody is to be sleeping, but they are working.
大家都在睡觉，但是却还要起来工作。
In the church, there are some group of workers who their heart is always watchful for us.
那在教会有一些人总是他们的心总是一直不停的看顾着我们。
The elders, the deacons, the church board, their heart is always watchful, 警醒。
你说长老、执事还有职务会的人，他们的心总是非常警醒。
So we should always encourage them.
所以我们要。我们一定要一直不停的鼓励他们。
Because of them, they are watching over us.
因为他们都在看顾着我们。
They are praying for the church.
他们为教会祷告。
They organize everything.
他们处理一切的事情。
That's why today we can enjoy God's grace.
所以今天我们才能够享受神的恩典。
So our hearts here, this hymn, this psalm, teach us first one, we have to be thankful, gentle, and should be encouraging.
所以这首诗的第一节是鼓励我们要感谢，要有谦卑，还
Really, human relationship, we must always encourage each other and not criticize each other too much.
我们跟人的关系当中，我们要常常鼓励人，而不是一直不停的批评。
If we always criticize,
如果你一直不停的批评
，the relationship will not be good.
关系就不会好。
But if we encouraging,
如果你是鼓励
，everybody like to be encouraged.
大家都喜欢受到鼓励。
Then our relationship will improve.
那我们的关系就会进步。
Now, talking from the perspective of the watchman and the hymn singer at night.
那从守门人还有夜间唱诗的人的观点来看
，What can we learn from this psalm？
我们可以学到什么
？They are reminded, even though you are standing in the temple of God at night, you have to keep praising God.
他们被提醒说，即使夜间站在神的殿中，也是要不停的称颂神。
Now imagine about this.
我们想象这一点。
If you are singing hymn during the daytime,
如果我们在白天唱诗
，It's very easy to catch attention.
非常容易的可以受到注意。
For example, our hymn presentation here, right?
例如说，我们在这里诗班献诗。
Even evangelical service, there are so many audience there.
在布道会有很多的人。
And when we sing, afterwards, people clap hands.
那你唱诗献诗之后，大家都会拍手。
People say, "Oh, it's quite good."
大家会说唱的不错。
It's nice.
非常好。
So you get encouraged.
所以你受到鼓励。
But if you are the night shift hymn singer.
但是如果你是在夜间唱诗的
，Because day and night there's supposed to be people, the hymn singing shall not discontinue.
因为这里说日夜都要不停的唱诗。
But those who stand in the temple of God at night and singing, nobody listen to them.
但是在夜间唱诗的没有人听。
Or very few people listen to them.
或是很少人会听到。
Now if you were them, how do you feel?
如果你是他们，你的感受如何
？Oh, nobody is listening.
没有人在听。
I don't have to sing too loud.
我不需要唱的太大声。
I don't have to sing too well.
我不需要唱的太好。
Because nobody is watching, even listening.
因为没有人在看，没有人听。
But is it true?
但是是这样吗
？Is it true nobody listening？
真的是没有人听吗
？Is it true nobody is watching？
真的是没有人看吗
？Whatever you do it to God，
你为神做的
，God is watching。
无论做什么，神都在看。
God is listening。
神都在听。
So that's why we have to be a faithful worker。
所以我们要做忠心的工人。
God is watching over us。
神在看着我们。
There was a story. It's a real story。
有一个真实的故事。
In a small village, there was a small hotel。
在一个小村庄，有一个很小的。
There was a night, the stormy, raining night.
那在一个下了大风风雨的晚上。
The small hotel was packed.
这个小的
small inn.
这小的旅馆已经挤满人了。
But there was a couple coming in.
有一个夫妻进来。
And there's an old couple.
是非常年老的夫妻。
Asking for a room.
他们要求一间房间。
But the receptionist was a young man.
但是在接待处的是一个年轻人。
And then,The young man told them, "Oh, sorry, old couple. Tonight, the whole inn is full."
那这个年轻人对他们说，抱歉，整个旅馆都已经满了。
But I really don't want to send you to go out because outside is having heavy storm. There's no nearby hotel there.
但是我不想要你到外面去，因为附近没有其他的旅馆。
Okay, how about this? If you don't mind.
那如果你不介意
，I can give my own room for you couple to stay one night.
我可以把我的房间让你们住一晚。
Of course, the old couple said, "Okay, sure. Why not? We don't mind."
那个老夫妻当然会说，我们不介意。
Oh, the young man asked them, please stay.
那年轻人就说，请留下来。
So next morning, the old couple they check out.
那隔天早上，老夫妻要离开了。
And told the young man.
他们跟年轻人说
，You are very good hotel worker.
你是非常好的工作人员。
You care about your customer.
你在乎你的客户。
One day I'll build you a hotel, so you manage it for me.
那有一天我会为你盖一座旅馆，你可以为我管理。
The young man think he must be joking, right?
那年轻人想，他们一定在开玩笑。
But just smile back to them. Okay, bye bye. Have a good day. Have a good trip.
但是他只是微笑说，旅途愉快。
And half a year later.
那一半年后。
The young man received a letter.
这个年轻人接到一封信
，and then the letter tell him，
信上说
，this is an air ticket，
这是机票
，you must fly to New York，
你要飞到纽约
，you must fly to New York and see us，
你飞到纽约来看我们
，because we have built an hotel，
因为我们盖了一座旅馆
，and this hotel is finished very soon，
这旅馆已经快盖好
，I wanted to hire you as the general manager of the hotel，
我要请你来做旅馆的管的经理
，and then the young man suddenly discover。
那这个年轻人就发现
，This old couple is very famous.
原来这对夫妻非常有名。
They're really rich people.
是非常有钱的人。
They were not joking when they promised me to build a hotel.
所以他们说会为我盖一座旅馆，不是开玩笑的。
And now they want to hire me.
那现在他们要请我。
The hotel is in New York, in the Fifth Street.
那旅馆在纽约的五街。
A very famous hotel.
非常有名的旅馆。
And of course, now the young man later become the manager of the hotel.
那这个年轻人就做了旅馆的经理。
So what does this story tell us?
那这个故事告诉我们什么
？You know, when we work, sometimes we think nobody's watching us.
我们工作的时候，有时候觉得没有人在看。
Sometimes we think, we can do a lousy job because people are not paying attention.
有时候觉得我们可以随便做，因为没有人在注意。
We can look down on young body, old people, young people, because they are not important.
我们可以看轻年轻人，因为觉得他们不重要。
Or the old people.
或是年老的人。
But actually, God tells us here.
但是神告诉我们。
Even though we are singing for God at night.
即使是在夜间为神唱诗
，God is watching you。
神也在看我们
，Right？God is watching us, whatever we do。
我们做什么，神都在看我们。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians。
翻开哥林多前书。
1 Corinthians chapter 4。
哥林多前书第四章。
1 Corinthians chapter 4。
哥林多前书第四章。
Chapter 4, verse 1。
第一节。
Chapter 4, verse 1。
第四章第一节，人应当以我们为基督的执事。为神奥秘事的管家。第二节，所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
Here tell us we are the worker of God.
这里说我们是神的工人。
The servant here, the servant of God is a steward.
是神的管家。
You know, for the big house, they hire the steward to manage their home.
我们知道在一个很大的家有。就会请管家。
Because the house is too big, the master won't spend all the time managing the house.
因为房子太大了，主人不会花很多时间来管理这个屋子。
Most of the time, the master is not around.
大部分的时间，主人都不在家。
So he would have to hire someone professional to take care of the house.
所以他要请一个专业的人来管理这个家。
Imagine about this, we are the professional, we are the hired person to take care of God's house.
所以我们想象这一点，我们就是那专业的人，是为神管家的。
But sometimes we forget about this.
但是有时候我们会忘记这一点。
We forgot we are the servant.
我们忘记我们是仆人。
We think that we are the boss.
我们觉得我们是主人。
What do you mean?
这什么意思呢
？Sometimes we cannot forget we are employee.
我们不有时候我们不能忘记我们是被请的。
If we are the servant.
如果我们是仆人
，The boss tell you whatever you do it.
主人要我们做什么，我们就做。
But sometimes if we think we are the boss.
但是如果我们自己觉得是主人
，I'm not happy. I don't do it.
觉得不开心就不做。
Hey, sometimes the boss asks you who is the boss. You are the boss or I am the boss.
那有时候主人会说，谁是主人，是你还是我
？I'm the boss. You must do what I tell you.
如果是主人，我说什么你就做。
But sometimes when we do God's work, we think we are the boss.
但是我们做神的工，我们会觉得我们是主人。
Why do we say this?
为什么我们这么说
？Sometimes I think I'm not convenient. I don't want to do this.
有时候觉得不方便就不想做了。
Isn't it? I don't like it, so I don't do it.
我不喜欢就不做了。
Oh, because you are organizing this, I don't like you, so I don't do it.
因为你在策划这一些，因为我不喜欢你，我就不做了。
You are a good friend of me. Okay, you ask me, I will do it.
那因为你是我的好朋友，你请我做，我就做。
I don't. Some young people say I don't feel like it. So I don't do this.
那有些年轻人说我。感觉我不喜欢，所以我就不做。
If this is the case, we are not faithful.
那如果是这样，我们就不忠心。
For example, the choir member.
例如说，诗班的成员。
For example, a few thousand years ago, those choir member, the Levites in the temple.
例如说，几千年在圣殿里唱诗的利未人。
Can they say, "Oh, give me the night shift"? No, I don't want to do it.
那他们可以说，你给我排在夜间，我就不做。
Nobody listen to me singing.
没有人在夜间听我唱。
Give me the day shift.
给我日间的班。
I want people look at me. I want people praise me.
我要人看见我赞美我。
Can we say this?
可以这么说吗
？No, we are a servant.
不能，我们是仆人。
The church asks you. The God asks you. You just do it.
教会要求你神要你做你就做。
Even nobody is watching you, you have to do it.
即使没有人看你，还是要做。
Because God is watching over us.
因为神在看我们。
Sometimes we think about that. If we can serve God, it's a blessing.
有时候我们要这么想，可以侍奉神是一个福气。
For example, if you're a choir member,
比如说你是诗班的成员。
If we can serve God using our voice, we should thank God.
如果可以用我们的声音侍奉神，我们要感谢神。
Not everybody can serve God like that.
不是每个人都可以这样侍奉。
If we are allowed to do this,
如果我们可以被允许这么做
，We should always do it with respect.
我们应该要一个敬虔的心来做。
Don't miss the practice.
不要缺席。
Don't say, oh, come one week, don't come one week, come one week, don't come one week.
不要一个礼拜来，一个礼拜不来。
Oh, don't feel like I don't come.
不要觉得说不想
就不来。If we decide that we should serve, we should always practice.
如果我们要侍奉，就要不停的练习。
This is a respect to God.
这是对神的尊敬。
There was a sister testifying.
有一个姐妹见证。
She has been in the choir.
她在诗班。
But sometimes there was one time she suddenly becomes sick.
但是有一次，他突然生病。
Suddenly lost her voice.
突然没有声音。
She cannot even sing.
他没办法唱诗。
Wow, she keep praying to God, asking God why.
他不停的向神祷告，问神为什么。
Eventually she understand.
最后他了解。
God want her to understand.
神要他了解。
Serving God is a privilege.
侍奉神是福气。
You have to do our best.
我们要做我们最好的。
If God doesn't allow us to sing, we cannot even sing.
如果神不让我们唱，我们连唱都不能。
Don't think that, oh, I want to sing, I can sing. No, it's not like that.
觉得说是我想唱才唱。
So, in terms of servitude,
所以这就侍奉来说。
Those who stand in the temple of God at night,
在夜间站在神殿中的。
This means if people doesn't watch you,
表示说人看不到他们。
Not only that, we are sermon speaker or translator. 不是只有这样。
不是只有讲道跟翻译。
Everything we do.
我们做的任何事
The Lord is watching us.
神都在看我们
So we must give our 100%.
所以我们要全心的去做
We are not the master.
我们不是主人
We are the servant.
我们是仆人
Coming back to Psalm 134.
回到诗篇134篇
Once again, read verse 1.
我们再念第一节神的仆人夜间站在神殿中的你们当称颂神
Verse 2.
第二节你们当向圣所举手称颂神
Here continues the encouragement.
这里继续的鼓励。
We can look at it from another perspective.
我们可以从另一个观点来看。
The servant of the law.
神的仆人。
Who can sing to God even at night.
在夜间能向神唱诗。
What does night represent?
夜间代表什么呢?
Night can represent a time when you are very troubled, we are downcast, we are frustrated.
夜间可以代表我们非常忧虑、非常挫折的时候。
Sometimes you think singing when we are happy is very easy.
有时候，觉得在快乐的时候唱诗非常容易。
Why do people go to sing karaoke?
为什么人会去卡拉 OK 唱诗
？Because they feel happy, they want to sing.
因为他们觉得很开心，想要唱。
Sometimes you sing in your shower because you have good mood.
那有时候在洗澡的时候唱诗，因为心情很好。
But sometimes when you're in bad mood.
但是有时候心情不好。
Can you still sing?
你还可以唱诗吗
？When we say thank God, oh praise God.
我们感谢神，赞美神。
Because God bless us.
因为神祝福我们。
We praise Him is very easy.
所以很容易的就赞美他。
But when we sing, when we face a very difficult situation.
但是如果遇到很困难的状况。
For example, when we feel sick.
例如说我们身体不适。
If the doctor pronounces, "Hey, you have a very serious sickness."
如果医生跟我们说我们有非常严重的病。
Can you say, "Oh, praise God, God let me sick"?
我们可以说感谢神，神让我生病。
If you lose a job just now.
如果你现在失去工作。
Can you say, oh, praise God, thank God I lost my job.
你可以说感谢神，赞美神，我失去工作了。
Most people, very difficult to praise God in night, at night, a difficult situation.
我想大部分的人在夜间在困难的时候都很难赞美神。
Because we praise God when we only see the sunshine.
因为我们只有在看见日光才赞美神。
But the Bible tells us,
但是圣经告诉我们。
Praising God even at night is the most precious.
能在夜间还能赞美神是最宝贵的。
Let's look at some example.
我们看一些例子。
Let's look at the book of Job.
我们看约伯记。
The book of Job.
约伯记。
The book of Job, chapter 1.
第一章。
The book of Job, chapter 1.
约伯记第一章。
Chapter 1 tells us Job was in a very great tribulation.
第一章讲到约伯受到非常大的试炼。
He was very rich.
他非常的富有。
He had 10 sons and daughters.
他有十个儿女。
But because devil attack him,
但是因为魔鬼攻击他
devil want to destroy his faith.
魔鬼想要 击打击他的信心。
So God allowed the test to happen.
所以神让试炼发生。
Because God knows that Job can handle it.
因为神知道约伯可以受得了试炼。
So devil attack him.
所以魔鬼攻击他。
In one day.
在一日之间,
Job lose everything.
他失去了所有,
lose all his possession.
他失去他所有的产业,
lost all his children.
失去所有的儿女,
verse 20.
20节,
verse 20.
20节, 约伯便起来, 撕裂外袍, 剃了头, 伏在地上下拜。
Verse 21.
21节说, 我赤身出于母胎, 也必赤身归回, 赏赐的是神, 收取的也是神, 神的名是应当称颂的。
Job, the faith is different than us.
约伯的信心跟我们不一样。
Why Job can handle this kind of situation?
为什么他可以受得了这样的试炼呢?
At this moment, we are so sure Job, his heart must be very sad.
我们相信在那个时候，他的心一定非常的忧伤。
Even sometimes people lose one son, one daughter, the heart is so sad already.
即使是一个人失去一个儿子或一个女儿，心都非常的伤心。
But Job lose it all.
但是约伯失去了所有。Plus
all the money is gone in one day.
包括他所有的产业都失去了。
This is devil attack him.
因为魔鬼攻击他,
devil want to destroy his faith.
魔鬼想要,
if at that time Job said he cursed God or he do many bad things in disbelieving God anymore,
如果约伯在那个时候诅咒神或是做了很多的坏事,
that will prove devil is right. But Job thank God he's not like that.
但是约伯感, 不是这样,
he worshiped God not because God blessed him.
他敬拜神不是因为神祝福他,
he worshiped God because God is God.
他敬拜神，因为神是神。
He is human being.
他是人。
Now this is a very important point.
这是非常重要的一点。
Why we can praise God even at night?
为什么在夜间还能称颂神呢?
Because we have to step back to ask the question, why do I worship God?
我们要回到一个问题，就是为什么要敬拜神？
Some people worship God because God blessed them.
有些人敬拜神，因为神祝福他们。
Hey, God gave me good health.
神给我好的健康。
Good job.
神赐我好的工作。
Good family.
好的家庭。
Good everything.
什么都好,
God is good to me.
神对我很好,
so I worship God.
所以我敬拜他,
I give thanks to Him.
我感谢他,
of course, this is the beginning of our faith.
当然这是信仰的开始,
but when we go deeper in our faith,
但是信仰加深的时候,
we have to ask ourselves why we worship God.
我们要问我们自己为什么敬拜神?
We worship God not because He gives us things.
我们敬拜神不是他给我们事,
even though He doesn't give us things.
即使他什么都不给我们,
even though we take away the things given us,
即使他把他给我们的事物都收回,
He is still my God.
他还是我们的神。
I know He will take care of everything.
我知道他会照顾,
even though I don't understand what's happening,
即使我不了解发生的事,
but He understands.
但是他了解,
I am in His hand.
我在他的手里。
So Job, all these times he go through the tribulation,
所以约伯在受试炼的时候,
He still worships the true God. He can sing at night. Even though he has some tribulation, he has some difficulties.
即使,
he has a lot of questions.
即使受到试炼有困难的, 有很多的疑问,
but he never gives up his faith.
但是他从来没有放弃他的信仰。
And we can see at the end, he's blessed by God once again.
所以我们可以看到在最后他又再次受神的祝福。
And another example about praising God at night.
另外一个在夜间赞美神的例子。
Let's turn to the book of Acts chapter 16.
我们翻开使徒行传16章。
Acts chapter 16.
使徒行传16章。
Acts chapter 16, here tell us Paul and Silas, they were put into the prison.
16章告诉我们保罗和希拉被下到监狱,
not because they did bad things,
不是因为做了坏事,
but rather because they preached the gospel.
而是因为他们传福音,
they performed miracles.
他们行神迹奇事,
they cast out demons.
他们赶鬼,
so that the people rely on the demon, the woman, they lose their money.
所以借由, 魔鬼能够赚钱的人, 就失去了赚钱,
so they accused Paul and Silas.
就失去了他们的钱,
they were put in the prison.
就告保罗和希拉, 让他们下到监狱去,
they were beaten up in the prison.
那他们在监狱被打。
Let's read verse 22.
我们看22节。
Acts chapter 16:22.
使徒行传16章22节, 众人就一同起来攻击他们, 官长吩咐剥落他们的衣裳, 用棍打。
Verse 23.
23节, 打了许多棍, 便将他们下在监里, 嘱咐禁主, 严谨看守。
Verse 24.
24节, 禁主领了这样的命, 就把他们下在内监里, 两脚上了木狗。
Now imagine yourself, if you were Silas or Paul at this moment, what are you facing?
那想想, 如果我们是保罗, 希拉, 我们现在遇到什么?
You love the people, you want to preach to them, save their soul.
你因为爱人, 所以向他们传道, 要拯救他们,
but they don't listen.
但他们不听。
And then they put you into jail.
把你下到监狱里。
And then they strip their clothing.
然后剥了衣裳。
So shame.
非常的羞耻。
And then use the rod to beat them up.
然后用棍打。
Not only one time, but many times.
不只是一次，而是打了许多棍。
So sure that Paul and Silas they are bruised, they're injured.
那我相信那时候他们都受伤。
Maybe some bone even broken. You never know.
可能有些骨头都断了。
Maybe.
有可能。
And then they were locked up in the jail.
那他们被下在监里。
Put the lock, big lock on the 木狗 on their feet.
然后把两脚都上了木狗。
Inside the jail is cold.
那在监狱里非常的冷。
Because it's a basement, there was an underground jail.
因为是在地下。
It's dark.
非常的暗。
It's wet.
很潮湿。
It's bruised. It's injured.
那他们都受伤了。
So if you were them,
如果你是他们
，Can you sing?
你还能唱诗吗
？But Paul and Silas is different.
但保罗和希拉不一样。
Verse 25.
25节，约在半夜，保罗和希拉祷告，唱诗赞美神，众囚犯也侧耳倾听。
Now.In the middle of the night, I'm so sure that Paul and Silas they couldn't sleep because maybe they are too painful, too dry, too cold.
那我想他们在半夜睡不着，有可能是太身体太痛了，然后非常冷。
What did they do?
那他们做什么呢
？Thank God, they decided let's sing some hymns.
感谢神，他们决定要唱诗。
We didn't know what hymn they sing. Must be a good one. Must be at that time they sing all this hymn to praise God.
我不知道唱了什么诗，但是一定是很好的诗。
Well, maybe they sing two parts, the duet.
可能有可能还是合唱。
Wow, they sing. Two of them sing.
他们两个人唱诗。
The Bible did not record that Paul was a tenor or Silas was a very good bass or baritone.
那圣经上没有说保罗和
保罗是男高音。
保罗是男高音，希拉唱低音。
But they sing when they are suffering.
但是他们在受苦的时候唱诗。
They use their heart to praise God when they suffer.
当他们受苦的时候，他们用心赞美神。
And this song is so powerful.
那这首诗非常的有力量。
And even all the prisoners, they're listening to this song.
即使是所有的囚犯也都听在听。
And this song, this hymn touched God, that the earthquake has come and all the prison jail was shaken.
那这首诗感动了神，所以呢，突然地都震动了。
So the God continued to work even in prison.
所以神在监牢里也是继续工作。
Sometimes we think about this.
我们想想这一点。
Why they can sing?
为什么他们能唱诗呢
？Even they suffer, they want power from God. They sing praising God.
即使在受苦，他们也要从神来的能力，也继续唱诗赞美。
Their heart is never affected by the circumstances and environment.
他们的心不会为当时的状况还有环境影响。
This is what we have to learn, brother and sister.
所以这是我们要学习的。
We should always praise God.
我们要永不停的赞美神。
Even though we face difficult situations,
即使遇到困难的情况。
Even though our heart is downcast,
即使心非常的低。
You try, you praise God.
我们还是要试着赞美神。
Sing Him,
唱诗。
Praise Him,
赞美他。
Your heart will cheer up.
我们的心就会喜乐起来。
Even though problem is not solved immediately,
即使困难不会马上解决。
But our heart is no more in prison.
但是我们的心却不会在监狱里。
You know they can lock up Paul physically.
他们可以在肉体上把保罗关起来
，But they cannot lock up his heart.
却没办法把他的心锁住。
They cannot lock up his ministry.
没办法锁住他的侍奉。
He can even preach to the prisoner.
他还是可以向囚犯传福音。
Few days ago in our Chinese Bible study class.
那几天前在中文查诗班。
查经班。
查经班。
Actually, many brothers and sisters coming to the Bible study, they really enjoy.
那很多来查经班的弟兄姐妹都非常的享受。
Sometimes we have even 20 people on Thursday morning to come.
有时候在星期四晚早上都有三十几个人。
Wow, we sing hymn.
我们唱诗。
Everybody pick the hymns they like.
大家选他们喜欢的诗。
And we study the word of God.
我们查考神的道。
We have lunch together.
我们一起吃午饭。
It's just like a fellowship. Everybody is so close to each other.
就像是团契，大家都很亲近。
There was a brother share testimony.
有一个弟兄见分享。
He said recently.He's facing a lot of frustration in his work.
他说最近在工作上有很多挫折。
Sometimes he's very downcast.
有时候非常低落。
Plus, his brother passed away last week.
尤其是他上个礼拜他的哥哥去世了。
So a lot of burden in his heart.
所以他心里有很多的重担。
But he discovered one thing.
但是他发现一件事。
When he faced this kind of tribulation,
当遇到这样的试炼
，this draw him close to God.
会让他更接近神。
He find out singing him really cheer up his heart and give him the strength he need.
他发现唱诗真的会让他开心起来，给他力量。
The word of God really encourage him.
神的话鼓励他。
So he feel closer to God.
所以他觉得跟神更接近。
Even it's dark for him.
即使是非常黑暗。
Maybe for him it is darkness as night.
可能对他来说就像在夜间一样。
But we sing praise to God.
但是唱诗赞美神。
Never stop.
一直不停。
And your heart will cheer up.
你的心就会喜乐起来。
You'll see the guidance of God.
你可以看见神的带领。
So even at night we can praise God.
所以即使在夜间也能赞美神。
When we're in difficulties, we should praise God.
我们在困难的时候也赞美神。
So brother and sister,
弟兄姐妹。
What do you use your voice for?
我们的声音是用来做什么？
Do you only use your voice talking?
你用你的声音说话吗？
Or you use your voice to praise God?
或是用声音赞美神？
Let's sing him.
我们唱诗。
379.
378首，379首。